Now, yesterday morning, 8:30, the draw was made for the All-Ireland Football quarter-finals, and what a draw it was. Several brilliant, brilliant pairings that got everyone excited and everyone looking forward to this weekend's action. Four games, of course, played out over 2 days in headquarters, doubleheaders on Saturday, a doubleheader on Sunday. It is Kerry versus Tyrone at 3:45pm on Saturday. Armagh then going into battle in the second game that afternoon, or more about 5 o'clock when that game gets underway. We have Dublin and Mayo, which is a big game. All the Dublin fans being put to Sunday. Preceding that would be Cork versus Derry. It's Armagh versus Monaghan on Saturday evening, and Cork versus Derry. And the decision the GAA had to make was which games, as per what they had outlined already this year, which games would be free to air live on RTE and which games would be on GAA Go behind the paywall. And they've decided on the Saturday games are the ones that are going to be behind the paywall. And that has raised the ire of a lot of you out there who are contacting us from early yesterday in relation to the frustration when the details became clear of when the games were on and the fact that Kerry yet again is behind the paywall. The only game that has been free to air involving Kerry in this year's championship is the Munster final against Clare, the kind of facile win that Kerry had over Clare in the Munster final. One of the games indeed wasn't even on television, and that is, or even on GAA Go, and that is Kerry versus Louth, the game they played to get them into this quarter final. Now, a lot of you have been getting in touch with us. If you're reviewing it, get in touch with us on the show. Are Kerry being singled out? Is it just the consequences or the circumstances of who drew who in the draws yesterday? Lots of coverage of this in the newspapers this morning. Michael Verney commenting in the Irish Independent, GAA Go controversy is like a bad smell that simply won't go away. It's like a bad smell, always lurking in the background, and the stench from the GAA Go controversy bubbled to the surface once again in the wake of yesterday's spicy All-Ireland Senior Football Championship draw. The last eight pairings threw up some doozies which have really got pulses racing around the country, but much of the fallout centred around which games would be free to air and what would be behind the paywall. And he mentions the fact that David Clifford, one of the marquee names in Gaelic football, has rarely been free to air to watch for the country this year. Also on this, on the political front in Northern Ireland, Armagh's former All-Ireland winning defender Justin McNulty, who was now an MLA for Newry and Armagh, has written a strongly worded letter to the Director General of the GAA in a bid to get the games removed from pay-per-view status. McNulty insists he has been contacted by a number of concerned constituents and believes genuine fans will be deprived of watching their county in quarterfinal action. He has called for the GAA's Director General, Tom Ryan, to step in and move the games away from pay-per-view. I am well aware that GAA Go is not necessarily out of the question in terms of affordability, but there are people out there who do not have smart television sets who will be unable to watch any of these games. To my mind, that is unacceptable. When you think about it, people who are sitting in their homes in rural South Armagh or in rural Tyrone may be unable to get these games. People who may not be technologically familiar with all that's involved with GAA Go because of the area in which they live will thus be deprived of seeing their games. I've left this matter very firmly on the doorstep of the Director General, and I would certainly welcome some form of a positive response. I've received constituents complaints regarding the relative inaccessibility of this weekend's matches, with Armagh and Monaghan and Kerry and Tyrone being available only through GAA Go. The discontent of my constituents is amplified by the fact that Sunday's match fixtures will be available to all via RTE Sport. I share the frustrations of my constituents and I'm very firmly of the view that championship matches, particularly from the quarter-final stages, should be free to air as a matter of course. So there you go. What do you make of that? A call for the GAA, the Director General, to step in and make Saturday's games free to air. I'm not even sure if he can, but then again, we'll have to wait and see in relation to that. With me in the line to talk about this in more detail, we've got the editor of the Kerryman, Paul Brennan. We also have Jerry Cornan on the comment line. But Paul, I'll start with you. Can you just first of all outline, I suppose, look, first of all, it's a cracking tie. It's a huge game, and they're all good games, and it's a really open championship that we're heading into this weekend. But is it slightly marred by the re-emergence now of this GAA Go scenario?
Good morning, Jerry. Yeah, first of all, yeah, absolutely, four great ties. The Kerry and Tyrone, a renewal of an old rivalry there, and a new rivalry indeed, and obviously Mayo and Dublin on Sunday, you know, the two even for the neutrals. I think we knew this was going to rear its head, the GA go issue, but I think it's important, Jerry, to say that, you know, this split was known in advance. You know, this was flagged a good while ago, that there would be two of the quarterfinals on the Saturday would be exclusively in GA go, and two of them on Sunday would be RTE free to air. So that was known, and I suppose, you know, I'm not sure anybody had an issue until it became an issue for their county, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, just to play devil's advocate, I think if Kerry Tyrone had been fixed for, you know, understandably, nobody down here would be too bothered about if Dublin Mayo, for example, which we thought might be Saturday evening, was on, you know. And, you know, I think that's just the way it is. I mean, so I suppose, you know, unfortunately, GA Go has maybe been unintentionally divisive insofar as, you know, if your county and team gets on RTE on the weekend, well then, you know, you're happy and you're fine. But if you're the one that goes behind the paywall and GA Go, well then obviously you're not happy.
Yeah.
And I think that's unfair just around the county, that it's kind of nearly pitting counties and supporters, not quite against each other, if you know what I mean, but you know,
yeah,
it's you're at the mercy of that, whether you're TV or
separating them out,
paywall.
I suppose. Yeah.
But as I say, that was known in advance, you know. So yeah, I mean, it's unfortunately, I and again, you know, it's maybe just an accident of the way it's happened. Mayo's preliminary quarter final was Sunday, so the GA fairness wanted to give them the 7-day break as well.
Yeah.
So they were going to get the Sunday quarter final this weekend, you know, when they got done, you know, he couldn't have got Mayo, but I mean, that kind of meant ensure that Dublin Mayo Sunday to give Mayo that extra time, and then I suppose Kerry Tyrone, you know, couldn't really go on
the same day. And look, circumstances,
so, you know, there's a number of things that feed,
circumstances
exactly
are feeding into it, and they're conspiring. And in fairness to Mayo, to give them the best chance to turn around, then they wanted to give them that extra day. However, it has led to people feeling that Kerry are picked on. Are being picked on all season,
yeah,
regards to GA Go. 6 championship matches this season, only 1 live free to air, 4 on GA Go, and 1 not shown at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, again, you mentioned there in your intro that the Kerry GA Go. Now, I think, you know, if you look back at the start of the group phase and you looked at the 3 games in totality that Kerry had, I'm not sure people were, you know, too bothered that they possibly wouldn't see the loud game. They would have thought maybe Kerry would have hopefully have won their first 2 games. A very inconsequential game as far as the result and all that. There certainly was, you know, anger and disappointment that the Mayo in the group wasn't on TV. I mean, that certainly was. I mean, that pitted the All-Ireland champions against the newly crowned league champions, Mayo. You know, that was certainly the tie, I think, for anyone, for neutrals in across the first round of games. So the fact that was,
you know what, Paul, I'm actually going to pause you there. Paul, I'm going to pause you there. We're going to try and get you back.
Yeah.
If you stay on the line, we're going to try and get you back on a better line, because your line keeps dropping out on us. I just want to go in the meantime to our comment line, Jerry Cronin. Jerry, we spoke to you and you contacted us when this controversy first emerged towards the beginning of the championship season. What is your feeling now, facing into another weekend when Kerry and Kerry's game will be behind the paywall?
Well, Jerry, can I first say that the objective of the GAA is to promote and foster Gaelic games. Now, they're failing completely in that at the moment, and if their objective is to make money, they're a complete success. You have last year's All-Ireland champions, Kerry, and the year before, Tyrone, playing, and you can't see it, unless you're willing to pay. And I mean,
you can see it, but you're going to have to pay for it and have TV set up and your Wi-Fi set up.
The people, Jerry, who are struggling at the moment with the cost of living, groceries, fuel, you name it, doesn't matter. And think of people on pensions who are on small money. And what the GAA are saying, we know you helped out as a young man in your club, in your parish, you trained juveniles, you did whatever, helped the club, and now we're saying to you, do you know what, we want some of your pension. I think, Jerry, it's hard to figure that this is actually happening. And you have young children who will be out there after the match. I'm David Clifford, I'm Paddy Clifford, I'm Shawnee Shea. Like they would say, I'm Ronaldo or I'm whoever. they're not going to see the match because the parents will have to pay. And then, as has been mentioned already, not everyone is tech savvy. Your television may not be suitable. You might end up a smart. Like, Jerry, what's happening? I'm surprised that the people of Ireland are so quiet. Our own games, and they are our games, Jerry. Croke Park don't own the games. They're our games. But yet, you have the two previous All-Ireland champions playing in a massive game where counties all over the country will tune in to watch it. Now they won't because, okay, they'd have to pay for it. And people in Kerry, I mean, I'd love to know what percentage of people in Kerry will actually see the game. It's like when we had Sky.
Yeah.
A very small percentage were watching those games.
That's an interesting question, and it's one that Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, he's quoted in the papers this morning. He feels the whole thing is scandalous. And he's asked a question. He said, I'd like to see what the figures are for how many people watch games behind GAA versus some. Let's say, if you compare it, and he makes a point of the 2021 All-Ireland semi-final between the two sides, how many people watch that versus how many people will watch Saturday's game via GAA Go. Now, the GAA aren't releasing those figures, as far as I know, for commercial reasons, but those would be interesting numbers to see in terms of exposure of the games.
I mean, Jerry, from 2008 to 2014, TV3, who were now Virgin Media, yeah, were showing free-to-air games. Then the GAA decided, we're going to take them off free-to-air and we're going to give them to Sky. Now, Sky packed up and left. And the GAA decided, hang on, this is a handy number. GAA Go was supposed to be for the diaspora one time. Now it's not. It's for making money from sick people, elderly people, families that are struggling. As I said, Jerry, I can't understand how we're actually so quiet about it.
Let me put this point to you though, Jerry. Just playing devil's advocate. If you were, let's say, at the start of the championship season and you said, okay, GAA Go, I'm gonna, you know, make a purchase. You could buy three games for €24. And that would have got all the key games, including Saturdays, all the big games involving Kerry. You would have got to see them all. And you get to see Saturday's game for €24, €8 a game. Is that really punitive, price-wise?
Well, you see, if you go along the lines that are like rugby and soccer, that players are being paid, it's a professional game. I mean, these are amateur players putting their bodies on the line, going out on the field for their county, for their people living in their village, their town, and you're being told they're giving their time for free above in Croke Park, but you have to pay to watch them. Like, there's something wrong, Jerry, when GAA is compared with professional sport. Now, the players are professional, but they're not paid professionals. And, I mean, they're doing it for their parish and for their county. And you're telling the people in those parishes, well, do you know what? They're doing it for free in Croke Park, but we're going to charge you to watch them. There's something immoral about it, Jerry.
Something just not right, from your point of view.
No, I mean, as I said, look, they have... Now, one time you could have played four or five games and you could have won the All-Ireland. They have doubled the number of games now.
Yeah.
You could play 10 games now to win the All-Ireland. Now, that's more gate money. That's more TV money for the GAA. I mean, how much money do they need to make, Jerry?
It goes back into the game.
It's a money-making business.
They're competing rugby and soccer. They're competing to try and get advertising, try and get people involved, try and get people watching, try and get people playing, funds for clubs. That's the argument. They say they're raising this money to stay alive, to stay relevant and develop the games.
Well, should they could raise more money by raising the price of the tickets and raising the price of GAA Go. I mean, Jerry, how much money do they need? Every club has its own field at this stage after 100 and whatever number of years of GAA. Put in by voluntary effort locally by the communities. And now you're, as I said, the way the GAA has gone, I'm like, Scrooge would be in the penny halfpenny place compared to Croke Park at the moment.
That's how you feel about it.
What they've done to the elderly, the sick, and families who couldn't travel to matches and who can't be spending money on basically extra sport on TV, because there already is a lot of sport on TV. I'd like, Jerry, there's no soul anymore in the GAA.
Okay, Jerry, stay with us on the line there. Paul, Brendan's back on the line. Paul, look, from this and from the game, what sort of crowds do you think we're expecting to travel on Saturday for these two games? There'll be a very busy road, the M1 down from Northern Ireland, that's for sure. But yeah, what sort of an attendance will we see in Croke Park?
It's always hard to know, Jerry, because, you know, just, you know, if you look back at recent quarterfinals, you know, they haven't been very well attended. you know, and even in the latter years in Dublin were going well. I mean, there was even a certain amount of a drop off there at the quarter final level. I think Sunday, I think Dublin and Mayo, you know, obviously Mayo travelling big numbers, I think that'll be a big crowd there, boosted by whatever Cork and Derry bring down. Saturday, it's hard to know, Jerry. I mean, you know, just on the point, you know, we spoke to Jack Connor yesterday evening and he was just asked about the GA Go thing and,
yeah,
you know, he didn't really want to get involved. You know, he obviously had sympathy for all the Kerry supporters that can't travel to the game and won't be able to see it, you know, until television. So Jack certainly had sympathy for them, but, you know, beyond that, he didn't really want to get into those weeds. But, you know, I just asked him about, you know, I suppose the call for a strong Kerry support, and yeah, he says, look, it'll be never needed more than it will on Saturday against Tyrone. So, you know, he, notwithstanding, he understands as well that the pressure's on people to get to Dublin and the cost involved and all that, but, you know, he did hope that you know, the Kerry supporters would get to Dublin and make themselves heard. But yeah, so look, you might be looking at 50,000 maybe the first day, and probably closer to maybe 70 the second day, I think. Now it's hard to gauge, Jerry. Yeah. You know, I suppose there's been so many games in the group phase that, you know, notwithstanding the attractiveness
and
of the ties,
it's the first,
you know,
year of this system as well. So there's that to factor into.
Yeah. Could I just make one point maybe, Jerry, just go back to what your guest Jerry was saying there. And but I think, you know, there is a problem here with the crowded schedule, basically. I mean, we have this split season. I mean, everything is going to be run and done by the end of July. And it's just, and when you take in the hurling as well, we had this a few weeks ago, though, with the hurling, when the Munster Hurling Championship started, Clare and Limerick didn't make TV. I think Cork and Tipperary didn't make TV. And there was outcry, you know, and we all know what happened with the hurling fraternity. There was outcry then because certain games, you know, didn't make TV. Now it's kind of the football's turn and that. And it just comes down, there's literally too many games on any given weekend between hurling and football, you know.
For the all on free TV.
And I mean, RTE have two channels. I mean, they can't, you know, to be fair to RTE or whatever, they cannot show, I mean, unless they start running games from 10 o'clock on Saturday morning through till 8 o'clock Sunday night. I mean, there just isn't the bandwidth, the airspace, whatever, to the time in the day to show, you know, all these games. That's just the reality. I mean, TG4 do a great job supplementing, you know, you could watch the Kerry Miners on TG4, albeit some are YouTube, etc. It's just, Jerry, it's just the way the world has gone. I mean, well, first of all, as I said, there's too many games, you know, happening on any given weekend for them all to go on free TV, you know. So I think, you know, in some respects, notwithstanding there's access and cost issues for GA Go or whatever, you know, but sometimes you can actually get to see something that we wouldn't have had a chance to see at all
in
10
the first
or 15
place.
Years ago.
Yeah, yeah. You know, take your point. Paul, listen, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for giving your short thoughts. We'll talk and on about the actual game itself and how it might go, no doubt. Kerry and Tyrone going to be a cracker of a game. Jerry Cernan, my thanks to you as well for your views in the comment line.